It's about people, people who lie, and people faced with the agony of telling the truth. People like Kimberly Wells, a television reporter paid to smile, not to think.
A few words about a veterinarian who makes house calls on sick fish. Or is it aquarium calls?
Richard Adams, a cameraman who never learned how to play by the rules.
Will you get that other room, get that radiation all over that cute little body.
Jack Goodell, an engineer who knows too much to tell the truth.
In anything that man ever does, there's some element of risk, right?
To tell the truth.
In anything that man ever does, there's some element of risk, right? Well, that's why we have what we call defense in depth.
He cares too much to lie.
No accident.
It will start with a tremor in a nuclear power plant. Where it will end will depend on three people.
I would say you're probably lucky to be alive.
Disaster at Daiichi, almost everyone who works at that plant has been evacuated.
Save the rest of Southern California.
Jane Fonda.
Let's face it, you didn't get this job because of your investigative abilities.
Kimberly, don't fight it.
Jack Lemmon.
There was a vibration.
Michael Douglas.
Well, no, that accident is the right word.
Accident is the right word.
China syndrome. The harder they try, the more resistance they meet.
Think that their own security men. Do you hear what I'm saying? Did it make any clearer?
Separate whether somebody died at the site because of the accident or they died later. The horrible thing about radiation is that it doesn't necessarily kill you immediately. You can have a leukemia 30 years later that was triggered by exposure to ionizing radiation from a nuclear accident. So we still don't know today how many people died as a result of Three Mile Island.
The closer they get, the more threatening it becomes. China syndrome. Today, only a handful of people know what it really means. They're scared.
Everybody keep your station! Everybody keep your station!
Soon, you will know.
I think it would be prudent to say that to say zero is not, you cannot substantiate that. And we certainly won't know how many people are going to die as a result of the accidents in Japan that we're seeing now. There was a book that was published last year by very prominent Russian scientists that are estimating 1 million people killed as a result of the Chernobyl accident. There's no safe dose, and if it accumulates in your body over time, you can still develop a leukemia later.
Wow, Leslie. You know, Joe, you ask about the choices, and of course, I don't know. Ed is maybe the only one here who's ever been in a position to make those kinds of decisions. They're really hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way to go. But one thing about nuclear in this country is we've never really solved the waste problem. And
this
we're
is
moving ahead,
that volcano
and we have been
going
ahead with this.
Not anymore, look!
Down to a skeleton crew of 50 very brave people who are taking great personal risks and who, frankly, the world is really counting on right now. An area of 20 kilometers, about 12 miles around Daiichi, has been evacuated. People have been ordered to leave. Anybody between 20 and 30 kilometers, which is 12 to 19 miles at the plant, is being advised to make their homes as airtight as possible and to stay indoors. Authorities as far away as the great population center that is Tokyo have reported radiation levels that they describe as being as high as 20 times above normal for the city.
Syndrome.
Dr. Furious here. I'm Furious George, WCOM LP Chapel Hill, Carborough. We are spotlighting some of the craziness happening across the world there in Japan, Daiichi plants. If you don't know what the China Syndrome is, check it out online. There's a really crazy, ironic movie that came out 10 days before the Three Mile Island meltdown in Pennsylvania, 1979. And we are going to spotlight that and how just effed up things seem to be going. And if you haven't already figured out there's something wrong with nuclear power, now's the time to get it through your head if radiation doesn't do it for you. I'm furious. It is every Thursday. We're going to play some of this new stuff here in the background, brand new off of Low End Theory 19. This is a Gas Lamp Killer mix. We'll also play some new stuff from Das Racist. I just gotta play more of their stuff. They're pretty good. And other good stuff, which you can check out online at WCOMFM.org or check out my old shows over at FuriousG.blogspot.com. I've been doing micro-powered community race radio for about, 13 years now. Started as a underground pirate in Asheville. We started Free Radio Asheville and been doing it ever since. And glad to call WCOM my home. WCOM FM, I've been doing it here since we started WCOM. So I will hopefully get to do more fun experiences like I'm going to do right now, which is diving right into this huge debate about nuclear power, which really shouldn't be a debate, just like we shouldn't really be having debates about climate change. Climate change is happening. It's not whether or not it will happen, it's happening. And nuclear power is stupid. And I'll leave it at that. I'll be back with more Micropod Radio. In the meantime, be furious.
He has proved himself. For he's alive.
One of the women said that she was afraid she might OD.
Once I got the baby,
about people who lie and people faced with the agony of telling the truth. People like Kimberly Wells, television reporter, paid to smile.
Isn't he terrific?
Do you
Majors. You're on the...
That's Godzuki again.
Godzuki didn't do it, really!
There's been some kind of earth tremor. It set off a series of tidal waves.
Well, that's why we have what we call defense in depth.
You can't. There's too much to lie.
No accident.
It will start with a tremor in a nuclear power plant. Where it will end will depend on three people.
I would say you're probably lucky to be alive.
Same for the rest of Southern California.
Jane Fonda.
Let's face it, you didn't get this job because of your investigative abilities.
Kimberly, don't fight it.
Jack Lemmon.
There was a vibration!
I'm getting a strange reading, Captain Majors. You're on the...
That's Godzuki again.
Godzuki didn't do it, really?
There's been some kind of earth tremor. It set off a series of tidal waves.
The biggest yet to come. Look!
Yeah, to say zero is not, you cannot substantiate that. And we certainly won't know how many people are going to die as a result of the accidents in Japan that we're seeing now. Nuclear plant.
What are the French
the convoluted. Well, the French, for example, they glassify. But I don't know. I've never figured out why we haven't been able to do it there. But once you glassify it, you still have to put it somewhere.
Right.
And Nevada didn't want it. They never accepted it. Have got it right. They've done what needs to happen. 95% of the waste resulting from the French nuclear complex hasn't gone anywhere. The only waste that they can vitrify is the really, really hot waste. That's 4% of the waste. They reprocess it in a complicated process, but they basically put it in an acid bath and separate the plutonium and uranium out. And the very hot waste is glassified and is stored on site at the Lagre processing facility. The rest of it, low-level waste, what do? They pump it out into what I, as a Brit, would call the English Channel and what the French call La Manche. They put it into the air, and the rest of it's sitting in Pierrelatte down in the south of France, and some of it's been shipped to Siberia, where it's sitting in casks outside, visible from Google Earth, a huge security risk. So they have not solved the waste problem. They have their own Yucca Mountain that isn't going forward very successfully either, at Bure, where it's very controversial, which would be the repository. It hasn't really, it's in early stages. So nobody has solved the nuclear waste problem. That's the Achilles heel of the industry.
We'll be right back.
Spread by fire. Is that radiation source from these spent fuel rods a quantitatively or qualitatively new concern today? Is that potentially a worse radiation source in terms of human exposure than what we have already been worried about for the past few days? Joining us now is Arnold Gunderson. He's a former executive from the nuclear energy industry turned safety watchdog. He worked on cleanup after the Three Mile Island disaster in the 1980s and on the class action lawsuit resulting from that disaster in the 1990s. Mr. Gunderson, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Appreciate your time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Are these latest leaks associated with this number four reactor potentially more dangerous than the leaks from the other three shutdown reactors? Are the radioactive particles released from a damaged spent fuel rod worse than what's released from damaged fuel rods in a reactor that's just been shut down?
The damage from the fuel rods has long-lived isotopes. You know, that fuel's been sitting around for a long time, and the short-lived isotopes, like iodine, are no longer there. So what is there is cesium and strontium and plutonium and other long-lived isotopes. What's happening in close to that reactor is probably really powerful gamma rays. That's like an X-ray. But when the fuel rods burn or when they become volatile, like Dr. von Hippel said, when that happens, now particles are released. And so the particles are affecting the people off-site in the rain and falling on their clothing and things like that. In close, my guess is that the biggest problem is direct gamma rays, direct X-rays coming out of the fuel pool.
Those would be the things that would be most concerned to the people who are on site at the nuclear facility, gamma radiation.
That's correct.
Okay. Let me just ask you to restate what you just said about radioactive particles. In terms of how radiation travels, where the weather takes it, what can you explain about the concerns here? Is it about breathing it in? Is it about the cloud traveling to other places and being brought down by the rain, for example? How does that work?
If you're downstream from a smoker directly, you're going to be right in and smell it a lot. But if you're 10 feet to either side, you may just smell it a little. And I think that's what's happening now. We're seeing wide variations in instrument readings. I don't think it's because the amount of radiation is pulsing. I think the same amount of radiation is coming out. But more likely, the wind is pushing the plume to the left or pushing the plume to the right. It's very difficult to determine now, because remember, these things have exploded. Whatever radiation detectors were in these reactors are obliterated. So now experts are stuck chasing this radiation around the country. And, you know, the aircraft carrier Reagan incidentally drove through a plume out 100 miles at sea. They didn't know that was there. And so the problem becomes, where did that plume go and where is it going next? It looks like one bumped into Tokyo for a few hours, but now has moved on. And the question is, where should they put the radiation detectors to give them the best idea about the magnitude of this problem? Figured out how they did it all. I only wish I could have told it.
To tell the truth, after the first minute, I was afraid to look.
It was a therapy happening. But all it leaves you with are memories. And memories aren't where it's at. Boy, getting to where it's at is a long search. I have been over the
If we could get better at tracking it, that may happen over time, that may happen as more resources are devoted to that. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu talked a little bit about that today in Congress. If we could get better at figuring out where these plumes were and where they were going, what could we do about it? Or is it just a matter of offering us warning and telling people to get out of the way if they need to?
Well, it would definitely affect radiation evacuation planning. If there's one good thing that's happened in this event, most of the wind has been offshore. So a combination of knowing where the plume is and knowing which way the wind is going to come from would tell you whether, perhaps the north side of the site should be evacuated or the south side. It would help dramatically in evacuation planning to know better what's coming out of the plant and where those plumes are going.
The China Center.
In terms of your overall experience in the nuclear industry and your experience with the recovery
the more
from
resistance
Three Mile Island's
class
action lawsuit thereafter, do you feel like the nuclear energy industry as a whole was prepared to deal with an incident of this magnitude? Or is this beyond the realm of anything that was ever imagined in worst-case scenarios for nuclear energy planning?
No, it's not beyond the realm of what's ever been imagined. But no, I don't think they're handling it as well as they could. There's a lot of similarities here to Three Mile Island. Underestimating the magnitude of the incident on the first day, for instance. That's a dead ringer for what happened at Three Mile Island. Waiting for an evacuation for several days. That's a dead ringer for what happened at Three Mile Island. The difference is that Governor Thornburg at Three Mile Island did tell pregnant women and young children to evacuate. And I believe the Japanese should do that out beyond this 20-kilometer or 12-mile zone. I think the Japanese should extend that warning for pregnant women and for children out to at least the 30-kilometer zone. Being in your house with a developing fetus, for instance, is not a good idea because your cells are growing very fast, and it's fast-growing cells that are more susceptible to radiation. So.
people. People who lie. And people faced with the agony of telling the truth.
Right.
People like Kimberly Wells, a television reporter paid to smile, not to think.
A few words about a veterinarian who makes house calls on sick fish. Or is it aquarium calls?
In a nuclear power plant. Where it will end will depend on three people.
I would say you're probably lucky to be alive. Same for the rest of Southern California.
Jane Fonda.
Let's face it, you didn't get this job because of your investigative.
What is it?
Kimberly, don't fight it.
Jack Lemmon.
Volcano! A vibration!
But this is a mad.
Feel it,
original. Original. Black. Turn me up in the headphone. Black. Turn the music up. Yup, got the fake patois. KRS One did a fake patois. Miss Clue got a fake patois. Even Jay-Z did a fake patois. Bad Brains had a fake patois. My man Snow had a fake patois. Even Jim Carrey fuck with the patois. So you know we come through with the fake patois. Patois, got the fake patois. We come through with the fake patois. Patois, patois, patois. Fake, patois. What you know about Sean Bridgemont? What you know about Sean Bridgemont? First Jamaican in a Kentucky Derby. First Jamaican in a Kentucky Derby. What you know about Sean Bridgemont? What you know about Sean Bridgemont? First Jamaican in a Kentucky Derby. First Jamaican in a Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, nah, go and speak patois. Me go and talk that fake patois. Everyone I listen to fake patois. Snow from Toronto, fake patois. Original rude boy. Original rude boy. Shabba ranks, Cutty ranks. Yeah, M.O. is Mo, missy, no tanks. Shabba ranks, Cutty ranks. Yeah, M.O. is Mo. Yeah, me right near the beach, right near my reach is the fire for the streets. Yeah, and now me can't read. Bald head teeth me book, and now me can't speak. Yeah, fake patois. This fake patois. Fake patois.
No more hide and seek.
Onyx and I had a fake patois. Even buzz around kinda sound patois. Maybe just enjoy make a look patois. When he just speak but to me patois. No way he did do the patois. With the latest like of the new patois. What you know about Sean Bridgemont?
I've
been
sailing since I was a boy.
And
this is the first time I've ever felt seasick.
Right, Godzuki seasick.
Fake patois, fake patois. I'm getting a strange reading, Captain Majors.
You're on the... That's Godzuki again. Yeah,
when I play games. Some kind of earth tremor. It set off a series of tidal waves.
With the biggest yet to come. Look!
Shoot while we flying. Murder she wrote like Chaka. Damn it, Simplia.
It's our only chance.
the China syndrome. They're scared.
It's probably not going to happen for 20 years now. But you could expand on what's already there. But I was wondering if anybody, this is a good one for you, Charles, has ever gone back and looked at what is said 3 days after a catastrophe and what the actual outcome is.
Yucca Mountain. Also, staffers would say I'm going to Yucca Mountain. You knew they were going to Vegas, but that's another story.
Specialist from Beyond Nuclear. Thank you very much.
But the question is, because we can't build a scale for another 10, 15 years, if we started investing right now, if ever.
First of all, we should take the oil discussion out of the equation, since oil is primarily used to run motor vehicles and not turn our lights on. So it's really not an issue, oil versus nuclear or oil versus coal. The issue of the carbon footprint, you have to remember that you aren't just talking about the operation of the reactor itself. The uranium fuel has to get there from somewhere. It's mined. And in fact, when you talk about energy independence, most of our uranium comes from overseas, from Canada, from Australia, from Kazakhstan. So we are importing that fuel, which has there's a finite amount of uranium in the world that can be used for nuclear power plants. So it's not a sustainable renewable energy. So it's really time, and I think, you know, we're on the right track in certain states, mine in Maryland, where we're putting in, there's a big push for offshore wind. It's really time to have an Apollo-style program that makes a commitment, first and foremost, to energy efficiency, so we lower our usage, but second of all, to wind and to solar, which are right there. I mean, you can look at the Japanese situation. What are they facing? A terrible earthquake, a devastating tsunami. Do they need one meltdown, or maybe two, or maybe three, or maybe six? Do they really need to confront
that kind
of crisis?
The question is right now, Ed. We'll be right back.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around. DJ Grizz is here and the whole band. You know what's going on. Bodacious Bass. I'm Furious. I do this every Thursday. I'll be back next week. Micro-powered, community-based, revolutionary radio. Nuclear power sucks. I'll be back. Until then, be furious.
Satellite tables subscribe.